Gerald was at least 15 years older than me. He was muscular and rough, scarred and cynical. It made me feel inadequate in every way imaginable. We were approximately the same height, at about 2 meters, but I'd always been on the lean and lanky side. No matter how much time I spent in the gym, I'd never have his bulk. He made me feel small. I tried to talk him out of it, I said, only because I wanted him to know I wasn't as much of a fool as our employer.
If those bastards follow us, we're fucked, Gerald said. Can't outrun them, can't outfight them. No damn Regency patrol in the blind space to protect us, either.
I know.
Nothing but the god's damned lock code between us and them, which ain't much comfort.
I know, I said again. The lock code would keep the pirates from boarding the ship if we were captured, but as Gerald had said, it was small comfort. We'd still be at their mercy. They could blow the hatch doors and let the vacuum of space kill us all, then sell the ship for salvage. Or they could simply wait us out. Once food and air started to become scarce on our tiny craft, somebody was bound to become desperate and open the door for them. Then the pirates could ransom us or sell us to slavers and do as they pleased with Gerald's ship. Gerald sighed heavily.
Ain't sure this trip is worth it.
He turned to the controls and began to punch buttons with a ruthless efficiency.